It's Thursday, January 6th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Afghanistan's Taliban government is calling for the deaths of people who leave Islam, including women and children. Christians there have received threatening letters since they are considered, quote, apostates, end quote, from Islam. Luke, International Christian Concern's longtime partner in Afghanistan, said Christians are going missing. They believe the Taliban is kidnapping them and then torturing and killing them.
The nature of the persecution that the Taliban would bring upon the Christians in Afghanistan is not going to be a court, is not going to be on media, is not going to be similar to some other countries in the Middle East that would have the publicity. That would be more like an assassination, torture, and get rid of them.
In a rare joint statement, China, Russia, Britain, the United States, and France agreed that it was their responsibility to avoid war between the nuclear states. As the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, the countries said, quote, "We affirm that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought," end quote. Meanwhile, America's relationships with China and Russia have fallen to a low point. Alcoholics Anonymous removed a local chapter of the organization for having an emphasis on Christianity. The British chapter in Yeovil, Somerset, came under fire for saying that Jesus is the way to recovery and reciting the Lord's Prayer. John Palmer, the leader of the Yeovil group, came to Christ in the 1980s out of a life of drunkenness through AA meetings. Palmer said, quote, "Alcoholics Anonymous was founded by Christians to save and transform lives. Over the years, I have seen Christianity being eroded and marginalized from the organization as a whole. It is sad to see, and I think AA is having less of an impact on people's lives as a result," end quote. Romans 13, verses 13 and 14 says, "Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." A report by the Institute for Pro-Life Advancement found that 103 out of 784 Christian-affiliated colleges in the U.S. maintain some kind of relationship with Planned Parenthood. Sadly, many Christian schools listed the abortion giant as a student resource or internship opportunity. Methodist, Presbyterian, and Lutheran schools were the most likely to have ties to Planned Parenthood. As a result of the report, 34 schools cut ties with the abortion giant. James 3, verses 10 and 11 says, "Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening?" High-profile leaders are finding social media alternatives as tech giants continue their censorship. Facebook and Twitter block Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for anti-COVID shot posts recently. On Sunday, popular podcaster Joe Rogan joined the conservative-leaning social media platform Getter, in case Twitter bans him too. In the last couple of days, over 500,000 people joined the free speech platform. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky announced he is leaving YouTube for Rumble.com. YouTube pulled down one of Paul's videos on the efficacy of masks. Toyota, the Japanese automaker, sold the most vehicles in the U.S. last year. Toyota's sales unseat General Motors as America's 90-year leading automaker. GM's U.S. sales fell 13% last year, while Toyota's increased by 10%. A year of lockdowns and shortages affected the supply of semiconductor chips used in cars. Unlike other companies, Toyota has been maintaining a chip stockpile since 2011. And finally, Roxy Lane, a Fairbanks, Alaska resident, rescued a baby abandoned in a cardboard box on New Year's Eve. Temperatures were in the single digits with a wind chill of 12 below. In God's providence, a local hospital found the baby to be in good health after EMS rescued him. Sadly, Roxy found the baby with a desperate note from his mother asking for someone to take him. Roxy said, quote, Today, I saved a baby, and I'll probably think about him for the rest of my life, end quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.